We know that one pair has two shoes. So when we repeatedly add 2 11 times, we get the answer 22. Over here, we will write it as 11 times 2 or 11 into 2 is equal to 22. Now how do we do this? Step 1. First, we copy the numbers in the tens and ones column with 11 on the top as the greater number, and in the second line with the multiplication sign, we'll have 2 as a small number. Next, in the second step, we first multiply the ones by 2. 2 into 1 is equal to 2, and we write 2 under the ones column. Then in the next step, we write by multiplying the tens by 2. So 2 into 1 is again 2. So our answer is that there are 22 shoes. Now we go to multiplication with regrouping. Now regrouping ones. There are 4 notebooks, with each notebook having 24 sheets. So how many sheets are there in all? For this, we will be multiplying 24 by 4. First step, we copy the numbers with greater on the top and smaller number with the multiplication sign in the next line. So once we have copied 24 into 4, first we multiply the ones by 4. So 4 into 4 is equal to 16. Now we will regroup 16 in the third step and make it 1, 10 and 6 ones. So we write 6 under the ones column and carry over 1 to the tens column. In the step 3, we will multiply the tens by 4 and add the 1 10 that we carried over. So 4 into 2 is 8. 8 plus 1 is equal to 9. So we know that there are 96 sheets in 4 notebooks. Now we have regrouping tens. For example, that there are 6 bouquets of flowers and each bouquet has 21 flowers. So how many flowers are there in total? For this, we multiply 21 by 6. So first, we copy the numbers in the columns. Then, we multiply the ones by 6. So 6 into 1 is equal to 6. And we write down 6 under the ones column. Next, we multiply the tens by 6. So here we can see that we have added the hundreds place. Because when we multiply 6 into 2, we get 12. So when we write down 12, we write 2 under the tens column and 1 under the hundreds column. As our answer is, there are 126 flowers in 6 bouquets. Now let us go to regrouping ones and tens. Multiply the number 26 by 6. So first we copy down the numbers in our columns with 26 on the top as is a greater number and 6 and with the multiplication sign below. Now first we multiply the ones by 6. So 6 into 6 is 36. So we write 6 under the ones column and carry over 3 to the tens column. Next we will multiply the tens by 6. So 6 into 2 is 12. Now we will add the carried over 3 with 12. So 12 plus 3 is equal to 15. Again over here we have a hundreds place as we write the answer below with 5 in the tens column and 1 in the hundreds column. So our answer is 156. Now children, please make sure that you learn your tables very nicely because it is very important to do multiplication. And with this, we come to the end of the explanation of Chapter 7 from Arithmetic More Multiplication. I hope you all have understood the lesson well.